Blog Talk Radio.
Well, who I am, I'm not, you know, I'm very open-minded. I hang out with open-minded people and politically, meaning I endorse progressive liberal causes. And I have to be around people who respect me. I don't want to be around ignorant people, you know. I was going to talk about the normal people. You know, when I say normal people, it's a term used for people who are limited in thinking. They're controlled by their religion, their background, and they judge and do everything based on what others want them to do. They're controlled by their religion or controlled by others, and they don't have themselves, but they're limited. And within the normal people is, you know, racist, prejudiced people. They believe their religion, or they believe in things that are not fact based, you know, ignorance. You know, I don't hang around with people. I have my own style, but I don't want to be attracted by ignorant people. I say this because I had African Americans who, you know, the typical black person. You know, there's no typical black person for me. I don't want to hang around an ignorant person or someone who's revolve around their race. I look at all colors, but I don't want to hang around a prejudiced white person or ignorant white person. It doesn't matter what race it is. You know, when I do these, talk about this on podcasts, people think I'm being a preacher. They're ignorant. I'm just an artist. Podcasts have nothing to do with preaching. I don't want to hang around somebody like that. I don't want to hang around somebody who look at my size and think I'm a football player or a basketball player. You know, that's an ignorant person. That's what goes into the norm category. They don't know nothing. They told or believe what other people believe. They don't see me for who I am. They only see what's on the outside. Perceptual bias happens all the time where people judge me by my image, my color, my skin, or by the way I look, and not by who I really am on the inside. They're incapable of seeing that. So I don't want to hang out. I don't want somebody calling me a basketball player. So what? I'm real tall. I never was interested in basketball or a football player. It's insulting because I'm big, right? That's ignorant. I don't want to hang around with somebody who think I'm a preacher. You know, that's ignorant. I'm not even practicing Christianity. I never will be. That's ignorant. You know, ignorant people come around, you know, maybe they're backward. They are old-fashioned. I'm not old-fashioned. I don't hang around old-fashioned. I hang around people who are keep an open mind. I know people on the right tend to go that way. I'm not that way, but I respect them as long as they respect me by letting me live and leave me alone. That's all. I don't go around telling people what to do, especially people I don't know. I mean, they're ignorant. You got to look at someone's essence on the inside and not judge people on the outside. Just like those African Americans say, oh, I should be this and that. You know, that's ignorant. We don't go by race. We don't revolve around one race or one religion. It never will be in this planet. We look at people's personality. But it's hard because people are going to still look at my race or still look at my size and make these preconceived notions about me. And yes, I have to accept who I am and what I am, and it's a good thing to be who I am. I've always been a liberal person. I always let people live. But I'm not, you know, I'm very much who I am. I'm in California, so California is where it's for the misfit outcasts. People want to be who they are. I would say this, you live with whoever, love whoever you want. You know, you love whoever you want. That's what I believe. I respect people of all different beliefs, but my thing is you let me live, leave me alone, then I let them live. I don't just go and tell people how to live their life. American, that's what America's for. Separation of church and state. I will never, you know, I will never endorse any type of stereotyping or any type of limitations, because it just hinders the personality. I know I'm always going to be in a thing very blue, you know. The reason why is because the world's going to change, and what's really true is that we're all the same, and we have to treat everybody the same. Yes, it's true, there's always going to be people who are going to think different from me and so on, but the world's going to change. So I'm with the 21st century. I'm not with 19th or 20th century like some people are still living like it's 1860. I don't, you know, that's what who I am. My art is for the whole world, you know. My music was, I mean, I went into music because I had something to say. But I also know that my music is for everybody regardless of where they come from. It crosses all boundaries and generations, and that's how I think. So as a black guy playing rock and roll music, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of black guys, but some people don't like that. They think that's abnormal. It's not. Well, anyway, with my self, I suffered a lot because of ignorance and because of the normal people. When I say normal people, I don't mean typical people like health, you know, like health. You know, I don't mean health, you know, like if you're sick or you're well, I would say that statement. Normal people is a term, a sociology term, that for people who are limited in thinking. And again, they're controlled by their religion, their families, they're controlled by their background, and they don't have themselves. They can't think for themselves. Well, they, how they, way they revolve, get around in the society is they do everything that everybody else tells them to do or from their background. And they have the inability to think on an individual basis and to move and make their own decisions. So normal people can be very prejudiced because all they know is what they grew up with, you know, so they don't know anything else. They don't know diversity. They don't know individuality, they don't know personalities on the inside. All they see is they see the color of your skin, they see my size, that's who I am. They don't see nothing else. So a lot of people fit in the box of the norm. You know, a lot of people can go a long way, particularly beautiful people, because, you know, the perception is beautiful people are, you know, beautiful. You know, they must be beautiful on the inside. That's not always true. There have been some people who are sociopaths and criminals who are very beautiful, black, white, or brown. So we have to be careful. We have to look at somebody's personality before you see a beautiful person, get to know them personally. Don't go by their looks. It's very hard because I was into that superficial, you know, normal people are superficial. And, you know, the narcissists, the sociopaths are involved in that because, you know, they go by, you know, they are in that topic because they look for victims mentally. So I attracted people because I was so nice or because I'm so unusual. They think that I'm a victim because they think I'm not well or I have my own unique style. So I'm someone that can take down mentally, and they find out they're wrong. We need to be very careful how we deal with people. We have to always be aware of people. You know, don't be paranoid. Get to know people's personalities deeply before you make a decision. Who I am, I think very deep. So when I come across people who are superficial, looking at me on the outside or making preconceived notions about me, without actually knowing me, I said, oh, it must be the normal people. You know, I want to deal with somebody who's real, who can actually see beyond that. But, you know, I have to be careful who I deal with. I've been through a lot. That's why I got into music. But also, I have a perception to see inside the personality it's important that we look at people's character, how they act, how they treat me and you on a long-term basis. Or not that long, you know, just get to know them slowly to get to find out what kind of person they really are. If they look too beautiful, remember, sometimes it's too good to be true. And that includes with luck. You just have to be careful. So who I am, I'm very you have to be careful. One thing that I know that is true, while it's a black and white issue, there's a gray area in a lot of things, but if someone steps over the boundaries of sanity and common sense, then you need to stay away from them. Like somebody just act like they already know me, and they don't know me. They looked at how I looked at my skin color, looked at my size, they looked at me how the way I was acting. And they just fell in love and think they're going to be with me. Well, it's been a very long time, almost 20 years, so it's not going to happen, you know. You have to get to know people. You got to be involved. That's how I think. If I'm going to be involved with somebody, you have to get to know people directly. So who I am, I try to be real. You have to be real with whoever you're with. But then again, sometimes it's more complex than just going at looking at people. But the more accurate way is to look at their character and their personality, not what they look like or their shoe size. More safer than that. That's how I think. Who I am, I'm very open-minded. I don't like bringing up my political beliefs because it may interfere. I want people to see me, oh, he's just a liberal. Well, I'm saying I always will be liberal. I always will be progressive because I strongly believe the world is going to always be that way. It's going toward that way over time. We have to keep an open mind because things are going to change through progression and through life. Things for better because we're going to know more in the future than we know now. Being old-fashioned or close-minded is going to limit us in more ways than one because it's not about where you came from because how you grew up. It's about where you're going because you're going to change as you get older. So will time and life. It always will be changes. May go a step forward and then a step backward. May go backward a lot. Then it goes forward twice as much. Like, I'm happy that there's gay marriage. I'm happy there interracial marriage. That shouldn't be topics we should be talking about until 2023. That should be already something we accept and move on. Unfortunately, I came across people who do not see that. They still talk about interracial marriage. I'm like, this ain't no 1950. 1950 is over. You'll never see 1950 again. We'll never go back to 1793. You know, I like history. I like looking at what has occurred, you know, the fun of the French Revolution and the horrors of it, because that was a change. France has been altered forever because of the French Revolution. The Ancien Régime has quite died out. That's an example. They are now a republic, stemming from the freedom of 1789. That's an example of change. Another example of changing, you look at the history of the American Revolution. Before the Revolution, this wasn't America. This was the colonies of England. That is a sign of change. Another example is, you know, look at the 1960s. Segregation was over with because it was, and you got all these civil rights laws and everybody be free to live. That's a sign of change. It's always going to change for the better because practically, in philosophical terms, things are going to change. Our reality is going to always be altered. Unfortunately, while these changes occur, The indifference of the world will continue when you see innocent people die or become atrocities to hatred and other forms of lower consciousness, which is part of that norm. The norm is not healthy. The norm is superficiality, its limitations. As I said, being the typical, the normal way. The truth of the matter is everybody's unique. But for normal people, they don't see their uniqueness, or they don't make their decisions usually. They go by what everybody else is doing, their background, or look at their religion. Everybody tell them what to do, and they can't make their own decisions. And that's not good. But time change will come about anyway. Sometimes it's too early for people to accept the truth. The truth will hurt. That is the truth. But the truth is going to come out anyway. So we know. I know. That's who I am. As an artiste, I put that in my music about being unique. I write a song about that. I suffer from the normal person, the normal robot, the limiting person. They judge me by my look and not my talent. And I suffered from the person who judged me by the way I look and the way and not my skills as a vocalist in rock. Well, the band didn't happen. The person you wanted didn't happen because the guy was, something was wrong with the guy anyway. The guy had a mental problem, but still, I continued. That's what I like. I like to be around progressive. I like to be around people who are open to change, no matter what their political affiliations are. I say that also because not only as a business person with me, because music I have to sell to the public, but also is a fact. My music is about who I am. I don't like somebody prejudging me by who I am, what I say. People think something is wrong with me because I do Buddhist chanting. Some people think it's wrong with me because of my lifestyle, or they're ignorant. It's called they don't know what stability is. When someone is in trouble mentally or physically or not healthy, usually it comes about in a life-threatening situation, homicide, suicide, or you can see it where they can't function, they can't pay their bills, they can't take care of themselves. And that has unfortunately happened with the people who live on the street. They live on the street and talking to themselves. I'm glad they passed a bill to put those people in the hospital. You know, they live on the street, some of them on drugs. And they don't want to leave the street, so they made that choice. But others are not well enough to understand where they are. That's a sign of people who needs to go to a mental hospital. They judge me because I'm into rock music. Oh, yeah, and they judge me. I'm crazy. I must have mental illness because I make rock music. I must have a mental illness because I was complaining a lot. That is not something that requires hospitalization. That's not something serious. Those are normal, ignorant people. I don't want no ignorant people. They come to me all the time. They talk about me all the time. I don't like when they say ignorant things like I went to school because of this person. You know that's not true. Ignorant people go by what somebody look like or go by based on their religion and don't even see or inability to see beyond that. That's the reason why we have so many atrocities on this planet, because of these normal, ignorant people. The truth is there's no such thing as normal. In a philosophical term, there is no such thing as normal. What is true is that everybody's unique. There's a such thing as diversity. So that is the truth, you know. I've written a book called Normal People. I sure did. I've written about it. It's just a simple book about everyday life people, what I was saying in this podcast. Because I'm an artist, you know, I sing and I podcast. And the reason why I've written about it is because I was intrigued because I was prejudged by these people. And I didn't fit in because of my unique style. A lot of artists don't, but then I realized, why would I want to fit in with ignorant people who are judging me based on what I look like and their ignorance and their religion and not based on the facts? I don't see me as an individual, apart from my skin color, apart from every, you know, see me as a, you know, who I am. Because we're all the same. In a book I just written about stories, a little bit of stories, it was a very short book. Could be written better. I've written it a long time. When I look at it now, I could have written it better. You got stories about different things, you know. Some people would say, oh, I'm way out with the book, you know. There's no such thing as normal. I've written about gay. Gay is straight. It's just a phenomenon. I've written about that. You could say it's just part of it's just part of reality. It always will be. I've written about people, famous people. I've written about royalty, European royalty. While people getting married just to get married and not getting married because not getting married for true love. And that's an example of a normal, limited existence. Story about Princess Charles and Princess Diana in the book in the back. And it showed how they were married because families, you know, the class society, but they were not in love with each other. At least Charles wasn't. Charles married somebody who was forced to marry somebody who he really wasn't in love with. He was in love with Camilla Parker Bowles. So that's really a sign. That's an example of a normal existence, which is limiting. It's not real. The marriage was not real. But the good thing is, but there was a tragedy. Diana died. But they divorced, and then Charles married someone who he really was connected with. He wasn't married for somebody who you're falling in love with, not married just because of a class society. The other one was Marie Antoinette and Louis XVI. Yes, they were horrible rulers. In the terms that they didn't know how to rule because of their age and lack of experience, which led to the French Revolution, but they were not in love with each other. And, you know, it really is when you marry somebody, whether you're gay or straight or whoever, you marry them because you really love them for who they are. You don't marry somebody because, oh, class society. It's the truth. So I hope you just considered a little book. It's just a little book I've written a long time ago. It could be better. I've written all kinds of things, you know. It may come off as really weird. Like I say, gay is not normal. What I mean by that is that gay is a philosophically natural, just like heterosexual. What I mean by normal is not real. Normal is a fad, a popularity. It's about what a lot of people are at the time on this planet are utilizing for their existence, whether it's religion or so on. It doesn't necessarily mean it's for everybody. A lot of people are just doing it because everybody else is doing it, and they want to fit in to the box, to fit in, to be popular, but they don't have themselves. So that's what it's all about. I'd rather be truly who I am, a space cadet, live life on my own terms. So if I like a religion or if I like a person, I'm going to like them for who they are, not because I'm told to or because for something else. Another example of normal is people marry people not for love. They marry them for money or they marry them for... They marry them for money or they marry somebody for sex. That's not love. love is you like somebody for who they are on the inside. That's why a lot of divorces happen, because they didn't marry the right person. They married them because they got money or codependency or sex, but they didn't even supposed to marry somebody for love. That's the essence of why we have problems in this society. People prejudge people to be, oh, you can't be the lead singer because you don't have, you're too fat. And as I told you, there's some very, very heavy set singers who are doing very well, like Lizzo and Meatloaf. So they got talent. So a lot of stereotypes can be overcome, and we see beyond the box, essence on the inside. And now stop looking at people on the outside. Oh, I know you guys, I know people love to be beautiful. I know it's better to be with someone so beautiful and look at them on the inside and see that they're good than to be with a beautiful psychopath. That's all I have to say. This is who I am from Dove Knight.